listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Crystal Ibarra from Santa Ana, California. That's right, Santa Ana, Orange County, baby. How's everybody doing today? Traffic. Oh, my God. Here, let me give you the traffic report. If you're heading on the 405, please. There is bumper to bumper. Like, it was crazy. Yeah. But anyways, we're here. Let's see. How's everybody? Good. And I just want to thank everybody for the gifts and for all the wonderful, positive comments. And some of them are like, ooh. And yeah. And some of you guys are just fucking weird. All right. Something fucking weird. Like one guy, what's going on between us? Bitch, I don't even know who you are. Oh, wait, I do. But I don't, like, I haven't talked to you like in 5 months. Like, seriously, like, I don't know what the hell. Anyways, moving on. Don't have time for that. On a better note, soon, both of my kids will be gone. College. One leaves next week. The other one the following week. And it's just going to be me and my alpha. I love that car. I love my car. I love my life. I love the single life. Yeah, some people are like, no, you get bored. No, you don't. Yeah, so later on today, DM me, call me, whatever, if you guys want to hang out, have a party, because we have a party tonight. Mr. OG Invincible. He's a fine daddy, too. No, I'm just kidding. We go way, way back. When I first started comedy, whatever, he had a Fat Magazine, and I host at his one of his events. Like, I think like it was like 8 years ago. Like, I have the pictures. It's so funny how people change, how we change, huh? Yeah, so he is having an event. Bet your ass off I'm going to go. As soon as he's got the invite, I RSVP myself. So, yes, I will be there. So, if you guys want to come down or, you know, want to party, want to have a drink, let's have a drink, okay? But none of this crying shit, because I be drinking with a lot of pussies, okay? Lately, I know. Guys are so sensitive nowadays. You got to be careful what you say to motherfuckers. You got to be careful. And ladies, let's try the women empowerment. Like, if a girl says you're gorgeous, you know, be humble, like, grateful. Don't take some people, you know, like, I tell, you know, everybody's gorgeous. To me, everybody has, I think all women are gorgeous, but some just a little bit more than others. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit more. I'm just saying. But, yeah, keep it humble. Like, and two, I be watching, like, here, I read shit, all right? I read this one guy. I guess he used to be, I don't know where he was from. He was from the streets, whatever. He changed his life. Good for you. Here's the thing. What church or puts down, like, another, like, I think he was talking about some girl or maybe he was talking about me. Fuck, I don't know. He was talking about big titties. I was like, no, I'm just kidding. He was talking about this girl being a hoe or something like that, this and that. She's very promiscuous. Here's the thing. There's a reason why. And sometimes, you know, like either drugs, whatever, one's not to judge. Or it can be a mental, like, yeah, like, you know, like I said, a health reason. And one's not to judge. What I would have done was like, maybe you need a hug. A hug. Or, you know, like, are you okay? Like, I don't know. Communicate, you know, like, why are we going down that path? You know, you're better. Like, I don't know. Just like, but by putting down another person, just because you think you changed your life, good for you, man. But you don't put someone down. Like, I don't know. Like, there's, you don't never know what the person is going through and why they do what they do. Okay? I'm just saying. People are so quick to judge, talk shit, you know. You never know. And that's cool. Like, one wants to change his life, this and that. Like, first example. Good example. My David. Okay, so he is in rehab, so he stopped drinking. And, yeah, every chance he gets, he's like, ooh, you're going to go to the bar? Ooh. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the bar. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, he's changing. I'm glad that he's changed, you know? Like, but also tell him, too, like, I won't go to a bar with him. Like, the hell? Because I would always feel like I would be the enabler. Fuck that. I'm not going to. No, not on my time, boo. I know. We can drink water. Matter of fact, we can go hike. I always tell the motherfucker, get up and hike. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just careful. You know, be sense. People are going through shit right now, especially now. You know, we need to do better. Okay? We need to do better. And Santana, yo girl, will be Monday at Proof's Comedy. And I think they have karaoke. I might hit that high note. You know, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I might. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'll be downtown Santa Ana Monday at 9:30. Proofs. So if you want to come have a drink, pull up. I'll be by myself, like usual. Yeah, I don't show up everywhere by myself. I don't need a crowd. Are you kidding me? It was so funny. I left my I don't know what dispensary. I was in a dispensary, and I pulled out my bills. I left my purse, my phone, my keys. Just left it, like, right there. The guy goes, man, you really leave your stuff there. Like, you're really trustworthy. I go, check this out. They won't make it out the door. I'm just saying. That'd be the day. Like, fucking Norbit, I'll fucking run after your motherfucking ass. You better leave my purse down. So, yeah, I know. Yeah. You know, but, you know, over the weekend, oh, yeah, that was another thing. I had to clear up in the air because I know my daddy watching. Me and my dad got into an argument. Okay. Oh, here, my tia. Oh, hey, tia. So, mi papá y yo teníamos una argument. No era un argument. Él estaba gritando. Yo estaba dormida, pero él estaba gritando. No, pero nomás le quería decir lo que estaba tratando de decir. Siempre le voy a dar gracias a mi padre por ser más padre y más hombre que el cobarde de su padre de las niñas. Y eso es lo que quería decir. Pero mi dad me hizo tan mojada. Le dije, damn it, you don't do shit. You don't do shit for none of us. But it wasn't like that. Because my dad kept talking. He was drunk. He kept talking. And I was like, oh, so I had to clear that out. And then, oh, yeah, and also, too, para mi tío Alfredo, te vamos a mirar en noviembre, el 8. Pues yo voy a ir a tu casa primero. So, y luego de ahí vamos, I don't know, tío, ahí por ahí. Pero nomás, te quería decir que siempre estamos pensando en ti, la Yarira, la Yarendira, mi tía, mi tío, a todos, ¿ok? A todos de México, familia, show, Las Vegas, you know, I love you guys all. I know we don't always talk, but it's funny when we get together. Shit, that's probably why we don't call each other. But anyways, so yes, I'm wearing a red tight dress, a little leopard. If Mr. Invisible wants to take me to the back, I'm just saying. I'm just fucking with you. He's probably watching those. No, but dude. You guys should check out his page. Serious shit. This motherfucker raps like a Mexican, twisted shit. Like, fucking talented. And he does interviews with a little strip club. Sexy mama she does. He be having some throwing business on her. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you guys should check out his page. Check out his music. You know? And also check out my boy's new legend. Yes, I have my intro song. I will be walking in with my intro song. Whoop, whoop. What's up, brother? Little brother, how you doing, Justin? Just kidding. I'm kidding, Spalls. How's it going, boo? So, yeah. So, Monday, we will be at Proofs. Wait, what's this week? Next Tuesday, we're going to be back in Huntington Beach, baby. That's right. We're trying to keep it local in Orange County. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, going back to my dad. What I was trying to tell my dad, me and my dad got into an argument. Well, he got into himself an argument. But yeah, I was trying to tell him, you know, like, I'll always be grateful for what you have done for my children because you are more of a man, more of a father than their dad will ever be and has been to the girls. And I'm always going to be grateful. That's what I meant to tell him. But dad, you get all, and then, yeah, so my dad he bought a new car, but he gave it away to my youngest daughter. So, yeah. Yeah. So, how's everybody doing? Oh, how you doing? What up? How you doing, Mr. Assassin? You know, your boy's having a party tonight. Mr. OG, Invincible. Foreign daddy, too. He a foreign daddy. That's right. All right, when are you heading to the studio? When are you going to the lab? Oh, I just want to say once again, my condolence, brother. I know you're hurting. I know I'm here. I'm here. How are you doing? How are you really doing? How about mentally? That's right. That's right. Okay. Good. You know? Oh, yeah. So go ahead. Start it how what you're going through and what happened. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
When I was right now, remember I just got in a relationship with Alyssa, right? And it was not that long. I mean, we got together like just before, a week before we made it official, you know?
Yeah.
And then everything was cool. Great relationship, great girl, very beautiful and everything.
Yeah.
She had more like a good heart.
Yeah.
But June 21st, last conversation I had with her, it was at 6 o'clock that morning. I talked to her at 6 a.m. that morning. Actually, I talked to her the night before she died. Between 7 o'clock, she was cool. 8 o'clock, no phone call. Nothing. She didn't even go to work that day. Her friends called me the other day and told me straight up they found her dead. In her room, and it was just crazy. She died from a seizure. Oh, she's dealing with epilepsy.
Man, that's scary, you know? Like, my daughter has epilepsy, and every time, you know, you never know that one seizure could be your last seizure, you know? That's why I said, always, I don't get mad. You know me from way back. You know, now it's just like, it is what it is. Like, you're not going to disturb my peace. You know what I mean? Like,
you're trying to find that peace. Because,
yeah. And you're just grateful.
Personally, it's like it broke me down. Like, before I was braided up, I just like, and I was just barely got my hair together, right?
Yeah.
I was doing good. I decided to throw it up. Before then, before you see me now, before then, I was like looking all fucked up.
Yeah.
Breakdown, crying. I couldn't stop crying. I don't know what the fuck I was crying for. When she died, it was just crazy.
Yeah. I know. When I called you, I know that, I didn't know what to say to you, to be honest. All I can do is hug you and tell you I love you and I'm here, because people grieve different. But just know that I'm here and, like I said, yeah. So, I tell my kids that all the time, like, dude, life's short before you know it, So, give me a jump hug. Like my kid goes, what if I, what a smart ass say? What if your other daughter did drugs? Honey, I will go to the Connects and I will fuck it up for everybody. Shut it down. Like, no, I'm that crazy. I'm, yeah, fucking bipolar,
First of all,
schizophrenic.
I've been knowing you for a good minute,
All
going
right.
on for a good minute. But it's crazy after that, you saw a lot of the psychological shit was happening. I wasn't myself. I wasn't feeling like myself. The only thing that got me closer was my music.
That's
Having a good relationship with God. Just trying to get myself back together because I was broken.
good. Yeah. With everything that went on, I had to think, like, thank you. I'm grateful for this. Every shit, everything that I went through, everything, like, even the bad, like, they're like, how can you, like, be grateful for all, even the bad? You know what? I am. I'm grateful for every fucking shit that I went through. All those motherfuckers that screwed me over. Don't worry, I'm coming back for you, bitches. Family. That's even sad. You know the saddest part when it's fucking family. You know what I mean? All right, kick rocks, but remember this face, baby. Because
Right now,
I
what I'm
shine,
trying to
baby.
do is right now getting back to being that person.
Right?
Some days I think about it when I think about her. These times, like when I'm alone, you know?
Yeah. You know what? When my grandma and my grandpa died, you did good. Because I went straight to the drugs, straight to the alky, you know what I mean? And that wasn't the way to go. In the moment, I just wanted to be numb. I didn't have the balls to slice, but I was just like, I didn't care. I didn't want to live. But, I have my two
Yeah,
daughters,
and
but you know what? Even when you have your two kids, you don't even think of the kids when you're going through all the depression. You
because I
don't.
had a part in life is like, because I dealt with death in so many different ways. I lost my mother, and I lost my father, and I lost a lot of homies along the road, family members too, because that was a funeral. I'm gonna be honest with you, and I know a lot of people were like, you know what? And whoever right now is listening, if they got a out and fuck, I'm gonna say all this. I'm still that nigga.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say what I need to get this off my chest as we're on the air. Is I didn't want to see her like that because I was like, damn, we just got together. My baby's gone. I got it right now. I want to go. I was like, heart was saying, don't go. It was like I was planning to go pay my respect at her funeral, but my heart said, don't do it because it's too soon. We were not even together for like, we weren't even together. We were only together for a week. And then we talked. Everything was good, my nigga. From all the way from Juneteenth till that Friday, I heard my baby's voice. And after then, I didn't get one text. And the only thing, not even like, hey babe, how you doing? What you doing, sweetheart? Are you okay? None of that. I was like, and I remember that time I was talking to my homeboy that day. I was like, cuz, something don't feel right. You know how you get that ghost, that weird feeling, like
The
something
gut
ain't
feeling,
right.
yeah. Oh, yeah, I get those.
Like something don't feel right, cuz he was like, and I was like,
Like when I had that gut feeling about your ex. No, I'm
Hey, if you want to throw it around about my ex right there,
just
I'm addressing the air. And
fucking
everything
with
made
you.
you
No,
realize that.
this motherfucker, he put me in a room with someone who don't like me. And the whole time I was like, fuck, am I tripping? Nah, I'm not tripping. What the fuck? But you know what? I killed you with kindness, okay? Like, yeah, like, I didn't care, But I knew she wasn't for you. Yeah, you deserve better. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? You know what?
Personally, let's be honest with you. Let's go a little bit more back on
Which one?
Fat ass big fat hoe.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
This is the fucked up thing that same day, right?
Yeah.
She was saying, like, man, let your girl know we're here because, you know, my girl works for, like, you know, like it's like a center for, like, disabled people, right?
Just, yeah.
Like, to get them into working and shit, right?
Yeah.
And she was one of the, I think she was, like, probably, like, one of the administrators over there.
Yeah.
And that day when that bitch called me, later on the bitch was like, oh, well, what happened to, it's like, well, she's her problem now. She's your girlfriend and all this. And then she called that day, and I still think about the shit. The last conversation I had with Alyssa, everything was cool. Happy. I never been happy in my life, you know?
Yeah.
Loving, caring, respectfully, you know? Because everything was cool.
I know.
But now I got a new destiny. I got a new motivation. She's in a better place, but my journey, her journey, God already, she's right now sitting next to the right hands of her Heavenly Father. And I'm at a point right now, I'm at peace right now. No more tears, no more crying.
It's time to get to work.
I gotta get back to being
get
that
to work. Minute. Time to put on that grind, you know? And I'm glad you didn't lose yourself, man. I'm glad that you're still out there, you know. I know that you're going through it, but you're a strong motherfucker, and you know, now you know what you want. Now you know you're not gonna settle.
Yeah, because the point is right now it's like I was just right now, I mean, I'm the minister of music at my church right now. They love me. They love me over there, you know.
Yeah.
Now, big shout out to my pastor, Jamie Fenson. She presented me with a new DJ banner with my name on it.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
No, Cheesemay. I got some Cheesemay, Santa Ana Cheesemay. You know that one restaurant, the one on Fish Street? What is it called? Los Grandes? On Fish Street, they sell those crunchy tacos and menudo?
Yeah. What's
okay, the owner died. So the brother, you know how it was like family owned or some shit like that?
Yeah.
So I guess the brothers wrote checks or something the day before the guy died. Mm-hmm. So they started their own business. So there's going to be another restaurant. Mm-hmm. And now it's legal matters because it was on online. I was just like, man, I used to go there. Remember? Like, it used to be the fucking good tacos. I remember me and my grandma used to cheer that shit up. She didn't have no teeth and she would fucking eat that shit. I was like, she would chew that shit. I'm like, damn, girl.
Damn. But it's crazy. Like, even though, like, since I've been here in the city, since we're going to talk about Santa Ana, we'll switch up. Things changed in Santa Ana lately.
Oh, I know. So I'm going to start a meeting. Don't worry, I'm going to get everybody. You know, like, get it together. Oh, there was another girl who got attacked on the 29th.
Crips and Bloods are unified, right?
All right.
What about our neighborhood? What about we should unify ourselves? Stop all this gangbanging and shit because we got a lot of youngsters are dying. We got more of these motherfucking homeless on the streets.
Or, let's just check this out. Because the gangs aren't going anywhere. And that, let's just, that's a no-brainer. But we can betterize them. You know what I mean? Hold on. You know what I mean? A community, hey, fix your street. I'm just saying. You want to claim a street, but you want to move to the IE? No, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean,
I'm just saying, like, you know, fix your street.
I got some people really, like, I can't say no names, but I'm going to put it like this. Some niggas moved out of the hood, supposed to be from Orange County, but they moved to L.A.
So, and the L.A. people are moving down here.
We're getting more L.A. niggas over here. It's kind of like, you know how, like, Santa Ana used to look like,
but you know what? Like, it just depends because we're in. Everywhere I go, I make sure, even if it's like the most ratchet place, it's always in the women's restroom. Like, I have a fucking little PTA meeting and shit. Like, everybody wants to talk to me. It's like, the humbleness. Like, I just, like, my energy's like, you know what I mean? We're here for a good time. Like, I'd be damned if someone's gonna fuck it up. You know what I mean? Get your markety ass down out of here. We're here for good. You know, I'm really big on that. My vibe, my energy. Like, don't, if I feel your shit is off, I'd be the first one to dismiss you. Now, if you're not moving, I'll dismiss myself. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna waste my time, but it, you know, life is short and
it's time because it's, this is like a new era, new things happen.
Yep.
We're becoming, I hate to say, Crystal, we're becoming the OGs of this generation.
Yeah. So
it's like this. It's like if we had put in the category, and this is some, it's more of a touchy subject because, you know, we're from Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Representing the 714. We know how. Our people, we from Santana.
Yeah.
Born and raised. You know, and I say this with love and respect. We need to start showing love for our city because we could do more things in our city because we're becoming the elders.
Yeah.
The ones who are right now are not living, the ones who are what you call the baby boomer generation, grandmother, even the generation X and XYZ, whatever the bullshit, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well,
I think it's time to call.
You know, it all starts, like I said, it all starts with our mayor. If she would return my fucking phone calls, then I'd be good, you know? Then I'm going to start off with the, you know, like I said. But like I said, the gangs aren't going anywhere. What we can do is positivity. Fuck. Get smarter. I'm just saying, if you're going to be in a gang, you're going to do a jale. Make sure you have fucking lawyer money. I'm just saying. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to take a fall for a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know the name of the game. You have it. You fucking take the charges. That's it. It is what it is. Bam. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be Captain Save-A-Ho. Oh, because you got two strikes. Bitch, you shouldn't have got caught. Yeah, it took you two times and you still got caught again. No, that's pendejo, wey. Take it yourself, you know? No. So, but I, like I said, shout out to fucking Anaheim. You see their fucking, their rap? What's his name? Well, anyways, they have the new track that came out from Anaheim. The guys from Anaheim. Well, Anaheim has a new track. When I find it, my computer goes up. Oh, God. But, yeah, shout out to them. And, yeah, I'm just going to start, like, a fucking gang unit watch. I'll just, you know, I don't know. But, like I said, we got to wisen up, get better, educate, communication. You know, educate us, street life. You know what I mean? Fuck. You know, I'm a civilian. I don't know about politics. Go ahead, educate us. Then we can feel like, or know a little bit more about you. You know what I mean? Because everybody wants to talk shit, but they don't know nothing. You know what I mean? Not until you start talking to someone and you know what they went through and they're, you know, because a lot of them, like I said, it's home to them. You know, they don't have a home. So I'm saying, keep it humble and be, you know, like, there's a lot of haters, you know what I mean? You can't hate, like, what the hell, sometimes it's just not your time, you know what I mean? It's just not your time, and it's, in every industry, like I said, they're like, oh, so-and-so, this, like, whoa, you know, like, when it's your time to shine, you'll shine, baby. Yeah.
Generation Z, whatever the niggas are. The young generation. I call, you know what the same word we call them?
What?
The new recycled generation.
Oh, whoa. I'm going to get a lot of shit in my DM.
And only the young and the ampelest, the baddest, one of the greatest DJs on the West Coast, one of the legendary West Coast DJs. You can put my name in the history book. Mr. Westside, Mr. Santa Ana, Mr. 714, Mr. Correction, Mr. Original Mics. DJ Diamond Smalls, that's my name. Loyal to the game. First things first, I met Crystal Ibarra.
Ibarra! He always say my name wrong. Everywhere we go, Ibarra, 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 güey. Say with me, Ibarra, no.
I don't have the Spanish, I can't roll my damn R's, you know, I'm still worried about it. But for real, I met Crystal, we did the Jimmy Williams comedy show at Original Mics. That was my first show.
Shout out, Jimmy. Oh, wow. Sorry. I don't know where you went, buddy. Híjole. Sorry. I don't know where my buddy went. Yeah, so that was my boy, DJ Diamond Smalls, and that was just a little bit about him. He lost his girl. It was sad. She had one seizure, and she's gone. And the night before, he was just telling me that was his soulmate. Like, that was crushing. Like, that hurt, you know? Like, his soulmate, and the next day he tells me he's crying, like, you know, she's gone. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, life is short. And pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose, you know? Some things are just not worth it. Like, I know they said, oh, you know, the hardest thing for me is to walk away. But I've learned, you know what? Bitch, I know I can mollywop your motherfucking face, but I'm not sure I'm going to walk away. You know, for your safety. But I walk away. You know, like I said, life is short. Aaliyah and Elijah, my daughters, I always tell you, you know, one day I'm not going to be here. All you have is each other. And they're like, I know, Mom. And it's funny. They get into it, and then they get along. I don't know. So I try not to get involved. I'm just like, you know, Elijah, so proud of you. Leah, love you. Proud of you, too. Mom, thanks for the pozole. Love you. Oh, she made some bomb pozole. She made, like, two kinds. The white and fucking the red for my daughter. Damn. The pozole was good. Really good. Yeah, shout out to everybody. Sorry about that, guys. I know. I don't know what happened. It got cut off. I didn't mean to cut him off. I'll get him back, you guys. Promise. Like I said, if anybody wants to go partying tonight, we got an event with Mr. OG Incredible in Anaheim on Brookers. I think so. Something like that. Yes, I will be there. I'm already ready for the occasion. Don't mind if I do. Yeah, he's a fine daddy. He's always been fine. I thought he was so fine. When the first day I met him, I'm like, oh, my God. And then when he raps, like I said, he's like a Mexican twister. I don't know. I'm like, oh. Anyways, yeah, go to his page, OG Invincible. He's having a party, and he just bought a house too. Really nice house. Good for him, you know. Like I said, I met him 8 years ago. And it's funny, like, I love seeing people grow, and you know where they're at now. And it's like, you know, the ones that really want it end up going all the way. And you know, it's in this industry, you got to keep going. You know, it's like, there's days where I'm just like, why? Like, why am I doing this? Like, and then there's days like, this is what you love, you know? Like, your comedy, your, you know, this video, my MMA, judo, you know, kickboxing. Yeah, my car. Love my car. Oh, with them leather seats. I just need a bad bitch in them. I'm not going to lie. I see some foreign bitches over there. I was like, No, like I said, one girl goes, are you bi? No, I'm straight, but for you, we could go that way. But she was beautiful, I'm just saying. But you know what made her beautiful? She was beautiful inside. And she was very humble and sweet, respectful. And I was just like, you're gorgeous. You know, you can be fucking gorgeous and have a shit caca mierda attitude, and you're just like, ugh. You know, I don't care how fucking gorgeous you are. Or even the ugly one, too. Like, I'm just like, how are you so miserable if you're ugly, man? But then I know, like, you're hurting inside. So I'm going to give you a hug. Instead of judging, you know, like, no, there's a reason why. Everybody has beauty to them. It's inner, outer, like, whatever it is, everybody has a beauty and a uniqueness to them. You know, there's only one of you. And always remember that. There was a young lady, had anonymous person had wrote to me, and she had an abortion. And her thinking the guy would still stick around. And I said, Mama, that was your sign. God did it. Like, you know, that's it. Like, why? Like, you're hurting. The guy's not there. Like, you can do better. And I'm always going to tell, you know, the other person they can do better. Justin, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think shut down. You know what I mean? Sorry about that. He probably thinks, damn, bitch, you always cut me off. No, I don't. I just freeze. He's like, hello, hello? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so yeah, shout out to Horacio Nunez. Horacio Nunez. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, muy bien. Shout out Mexico. Jamaica. Ooh. Yeah. Don't forget, guys, Monday I will be at Proust Comedy. If you guys want to have some funny with me or some, you know, my drink of choice now is the Adios. But take out that blue shit. I don't know what it's called. Take that shit out and put some fucking pineapple juice. You don't even taste the fucking alcohol. I'm just saying. But it creeps up on you like a motherfucker because all you taste is the pineapple juice. I'm like, you know, that shit's good. But no, it's a creeper. It's a great drink. And my all-time favorite, but not a lot of fucking people make it, is the hot toddy. I swear, the next guy that orders me a fucking hot toddy when we go out, I'm going to marry him. I'm going to marry you. We're going to elope, man, because not a lot of people know about the fucking hot toddies. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to be with Mr. Invincible tonight, right after this. Burbank. We're going to see what the alpha can do. The 405. Oh, man, it was so funny. I was wearing my scrubs, and it was at South Coast Plaza, Valley parking. Some guy, my car pulls up, my little alpha sports car pulls up, and some guy was standing next to me. He's like, oh, what a beauty. He thought I was like the maid or something. That's why I always tell people, you never know who's the owner of the fucking building. For all you know, it can be housekeeping. And in this case, housekeeping, that's me. Yeah, he looked at me like, oh, shit, like, you're driving that? Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Don't judge a book by its cover, mister. But even though it's a nice car, you'll always see me at the bus stop. Why? Because I love to walk. I love my city. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, like, who has a car and takes the bus stop? This girl. This bitch can fucking roam her city. How about that? Maybe if we walk more instead of talking, then, you know, there won't be so much anger and so much fight. And, yeah, everybody needs to, like I said, I love walking, hiking, and you'll always see me walking. Usually Mile Square Park. From my house to Mile Square, that's the park that I go to, Centennial Park. Yeah, so definitely we are going to be in Santa Ana on Monday. Tuesday, I think we're going to be in Huntington Beach. I think so. Or I don't know. I might be in San Diego. Didn't you have a bad experience the last time? Hey. Second time's a charm. No, I'm just kidding. I had an amazing time by myself. Until, Anyways. Yeah, so, Carlos, hola. Maria de la Cruz. Muy bonita. Gorgeous. You're gorgeous. Like I said, I think everybody's gorgeous. You know, just keep it humble. Don't, like, hate women. Like, you know, like, the other day, I was just, like, looking at this girl, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's so gorgeous. And she didn't even feel like it because I'm like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous and your hair, I love it. Like, she had a little tiny face and like her hair was curled. And I'm like, oh, and she's like, oh no, this is like, she was like really down on herself. I'm like, girl, I would have been like, ah, this, that's a little shum shum. You know what I'm saying? Own it. I'm just saying, when I walk into a room, I motherfucking own it. Like, you know what I mean? Just confidence. Just like, you know, you're gorgeous. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Gorgeous over here. Yeah, you know, keep it humble. And like I said, women, like, no, there's no hate. If I, you know, girl, just gorgeous, or you go out of your way. You never know how the other person is feeling. And, you know, one, I believe in positive reinforcements. You know, be positive, and, you know, it can change someone's day. A hug can change someone's day. You never, like I said, you don't know what the other person is going through. And I had to learn the hard way because I was the first one to first talk shit until I realized, until, like, hold on, wait a minute. Like, no, like, there's a reason why this person's like that. And what role did you take? What's wrong with you that you had to, like, go, no, you know what I mean? You have to analyze the whole thing. And I don't know. It is what it is. But, yeah, just keep it humble. Hola, muchachos. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? Yeah, so Santa Ana, yeah, we'll be down there, and, definitely gonna go to GCS. Gotta get me my little shirts. They always tell me, hey, I like the shirts. Yeah, bitch, but the boobs don't come with it. Hey, just kidding. No, it's true. The girl's like, huh, it doesn't fit like yours. I'm just fucking with you. But I'm not. No, but I don't know, because the way she made the comment was like, bitch, like, the shirt's small or something? Like, yeah, and what? I can fit into extra small what? Oh, she just smiled. Poor thing. She probably got scared. She's like, fucking look at this buffalo coming after me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, we went. Oh, this whole weekend we've been going out. I was like, La Mirada last, what is this, yesterday? Damn, there's some fine daddies there, too. But then there's some interesting people there. Cause I don't know. Like, you don't know who's with who or what. And, you know, I just don't like to be disrespectful. You know, like, I'm not even going to, I don't even say hi. And then I ran into somebody. And I'm like, fuck. Because I had my daughter with me. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. I just hope, like, I always tell people, like, if I'm with my kid, don't fucking say hi. Like, no, like, don't say hi to me, like, especially if you're an asshole. No, I'm kidding. No, I would act like I don't know you. Oh, sorry, nothing, don't know you. Come on, Elijah, let's go this way. Yeah, no, so, yeah, it was interesting. I had a good time. Like I said, I have an amazing time. My fucking cousin's here from Vegas. Hopefully she stays longer. No, she can't. She's leaving. She's leaving. Why? Yes, yes. So, yeah, what's coming up in the world? Besides the comedy, another person had a question. Just, what? Oh, babysitters in Buena Park. If anybody knows of any good babysitters in Buena Park, Carla would like to know because she just moved to Buena Park and she needs a babysitter. So, put that out there. Oh, and any rooms in Orange, let me know. I have a few people that are looking for rooms, so go ahead and start buying your stars. Apa, que compres una pinche estrella. Allá abajo, compra como 10. Gusta tu carta. I'm just kidding. I just told my dad to buy all these stars over here. And he probably would too. Oh, I cracked myself up. Oh my gosh, what time is it? Ooh, almost time. It's been so fun chatting. And definitely, like I said, I'm going to bring DJ Diamond Smalls back. Like I said, I didn't mean to cut him off. Like, the thing just shut down. And, yeah. So, shout out to everybody. Oh, wait a minute. I know who I forgot. Hold on. We're not going to forget him. So, I went to the dispensary in, I think it was in L.A. or whatever. So I was sitting there, my windows were down, and I was about to light up my blunt because they gave me a free blunt with my cartridge. And so, yeah. So I'm sitting there, the windows are down, right? And I see this guy, this kid, looking at my tires, looking at my car, looking at me. And I'm like, ese pinche niño que trae. Like, he's so cute, little white guy with dirty sandy hair and blue eyes. Oh, that's why, like, he was so cute. I was like, oh, my God, I can't hurt him. Like, what are you looking at, kid? You know? So he gets out of his car, right? He gets out of his fucking car. And then he goes, you're beautiful. You look beautiful in this car. And I look, I know, huh? And then he's like, excuse me, he's like, I just started my business. So he's promoting his business, right? His name, so I'm going to promote him because he's fucking cute. He had balls. He has good taste, first of all. I look good. First of all, Kobe. His name is Kobe. And if you need your car detailed, wash, he has the best, I don't know, dice que tienes jabón, soap. You know what? I'm not, like, he said he has everything. He goes to you. If you need your car detailed, go to my boy Kobe. Like I said, he started his business doing detailing cars, and he goes to you, and I think he's like only like, I want to say like 24. He looked like he was 22, to be honest, but he looked really young. That's why I was like, little boy, are you lost? Like, but he was checking out my car, and I was like, I know. The fact that you said I look good in it, good taste, Dad. You know what I mean? But too small, too young. But, you know, like I said, I always want the other person to win. You know what I mean? You can't be hating. So, yeah, if you guys want a car wash detail, like I said, my boy Cody will go to you. Daniel, I am good. How are you doing, Daniel? Go ahead and get your stars, Daniel. So, yeah, like I said, Kobe. And like I said, this is going to be it for right now. So DM me if you guys have any more questions. I'll see you guys next week. I hope you guys have a good one. And, oh, my God, it's going to be story time. Oh, yeah, I got another story time about the bum. So go ahead and go to my Facebook, you know, my Instagram. Till then.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.